Hi, you're listening to the My Body, My Story podcast.
Yeah, they have that twin thing going where if one gets injured, the other one can get the concussion. Or, the oldest twin had her wisdom teeth out and the younger twin rang me, this is only a couple of years ago, and she's like, "Mum, I don't know what's going on, my mouth is killing me." And I'm like, "You do remember that."
This is the 45 over 45 chapter where we celebrate rule breakers and role models, the women who inspire us to live life our way and to show their sensuality, beauty, soul, and true essence. Here, we talk about what it's like to be 45 plus, adjusting to the changes that come with time, and we listen to the stories of our participants. If you have an interesting story, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us at info@alexandrawalker.com. That's Alexandra spelt with a K-S. Or visit our website, alexandrawalker.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the My Body, My Story project. And today with us, Mel, in the studio. And while she's sitting in the makeup chair and Chitra is doing makeup for her, I'll be asking her a few questions. Hi, Mel. Welcome.
Hi.
Let's start and tell us 10 facts about yourself.
Okay, I'm 47. I have three girls. I have three grandchildren.
Ooh. How old are they? Are your girls and your grandchildren?
The oldest is 29 and I have twins that are 24.
Oh, wow. You have twin girls.
Identical twin girls. And then the grandchildren are 5, 2, and 10 months.
Oh, the little baby.
First boy in the family for 65 years.
Yeah. So. 65 years. So they were all girls.
Yeah, so I don't know what to do with boys.
It's time to learn.
Yeah, time to learn.
Were you born?
I was born in Queensland in Toowoomba. Mm-hmm. Pretty much grew up around the mid-north coast, out on a farm and in Foster. Mm. I run my own business in Foster, a couple of them, Mystic Soul Dancewear and Embroidery, and Above and Beyond Embroidery.
Oh, wow.
And I am starting a empowering women business.
So it's a third business.
Already. So it's a third business. Fingers crossed it launches in August.
So you're a serial businesswoman. So they call it serial.
Yeah, it was time. It was time. And this one's called Trashed.
Oh, interesting.
For all the women that have been in, treated like trash.
Oh.
So we're doing swimwear. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be about all body shapes, sizes, not all the normal stick figure models that you see. No, we're not doing that. Mm. We're doing swimwear with, you know, the people that have got the big boobs but the smaller
hips.
People that have got the smaller boobs and the bigger hips.
But not standard. Yeah.
Not standard. Very much so that by wearing them, people feel empowered.
So how did you come up with this name?
How did I come up with the name? Okay, about 6 months ago, after 15 years, my other half turned up from work and said, "Don't love you anymore. Haven't loved you for 5 years. I'm moving," and packed his stuff and was gone in 20 minutes.
Oh, gosh. That was quick.
So this is my, I don't know, would you call it revenge? Would you call it turning it around?
Yeah.
You don't treat me like trash and, so this is what I'm doing.
Great.
Turn every negative into a positive.
Yeah. Great story behind this concept. So what's about your first two businesses? You said, what are they, the main?
Okay, so originally, 16, 17 years ago, I injured my hands at work. Mm-hmm. I was told I was unemployable. I'd never work again. I was a single mum of three kids. Mm-hmm. Had a mortgage and just went, I can't not work again. So I decided to open my own business where I could stop and start to allow my hand injury because I can't do repetitive things for too long. Mm-hmm. So, I started making dance costumes. That turned into opening up a dance business. That turned into making school uniforms, making gymnastics costumes, making circus costumes. So now I pretty much make circus costumes around Australia, do gymnastic stuff that goes around Australia, goes overseas, dance stuff around Australia. And
that's impressive.
That sort of progressed into getting an embroidery machine, starting the workwear. So the workwear is like high-vis, chef wear, corporate wear,
with the logos,
know, sportswear, all that sort of stuff.
I don't know this business really well. Embroidery machine, the thing which makes logos and...
We put people's business logos onto...
Uniforms.
And we put heat press... printing and all that sort of stuff onto costumes and like the workwear and all of that. And then this year's project is to...
Number three. So if people want to find you and your business, where do they go? Do you have website, Instagram? What is it called?
The Mystic Soul website's down and out at the moment, but Above and Beyond Embroidery website is... The products are 3/4 on that website. Mm-hmm. The Trashed website will not launch until the 9th of August.
Mm-hmm. And we are in May at the moment, recording this interview. Mm-hmm. So if someone is listening to the podcast later than the August, they can find you online as well.
Yep. And I also, if people have their favourite swimwear or whatever, I can also deconstruct their old swimmers and make them a whole new pair of swimmers and, people that have mastectomies and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, it's a great thing, actually. So you can just alter it to their needs and to figure change. If I know that swimming costumes usually don't live long, but sometimes we have our favourite, which we grow out of or...
And I'm using all 100%, not 100%, they're 80% recycled fabrics.
Not only swimming costumes, right? You can do pretty much any clothing or you just...
I just don't get a lot of time to do that anymore.
So you have staff or you do everything on your own?
I have some staff that do certain things and I've just started training up somebody else to actually do what I do.
The work itself, excellent. That's a great business. So do you get invitation from all these artists whom you provide with the circus costumes and ballet dancers? Do you actually go yourself to see their performance?
Sometimes.
When you have time.
Most of them just send me photos of the groups or that in costumes and that because, some of them are gone to Disneyland and things like that and I don't have time to take that much time off.
Yeah, but it's excellent. I bet that people want to see where your work was traveled. Or, it's interesting always to see when businesses place their pictures of their work or this artist is wearing or this artist and they've been here and there. Do you do any teams do you do sports dancing costumes or just the...
Yeah, so the
competitive... The competition.
Performance costumes, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, so I'm just thinking if we got 10 facts about yourself yet. And so you live now not in Queensland, you live...
Haven't been in Queensland for many years.
Mm. So you live on the
coast.
On the coast. Excellent. Okay. Do you have any time to do anything else, except your work? I know being a business owner is quite a challenging task.
For the last few years, I've worked 14-hour days, 7 days a week. My New Year's resolution this year was to only work 9 to 5, Monday to Friday.
Did you
get I've to done that. It so far.
Oh, really? Good on you. And I know you mentioned something that you're going to do soon, and actually what you did recently.
The bull riding.
Yeah. brave of you, since you said it was charity.
Bull riding and rock. Yeah, bull riding was for Ronald McDonald House, to raise money for Ronald McDonald House. Mm-hmm. And the rock climbing's just bucket list.
Yeah.
Always wanted to do it. And then put it off because I injured my hands. And then I thought, well, I need to go and do it to find out whether I can actually physically do it or not.
Yeah.
Only one way to find out.
Yeah, I just wondering like how it will go, but I'm sure that...
I don't know how it'll go.
Somehow.
I'll strap my hands up and, yeah, see what happens.
Yeah. Okay, so, and let's move to other questions about aging and body image. So what does aging means to you at the moment, at this age?
I'm loving this age.
I know it, our 20s, we think that 40s is being old.
Yeah, I'm loving this age because I had kids young. I basically spent the last 30 years looking after kids or looking after somebody. So this age, it's all about me.
Yeah.
And this is me. I can do what I want. I can do what I want when I want.
So I forgot to ask this question because you mentioned that you have twins. Is there any funny stories about twins? Because they always...
Oh, my... where do you even start? I wouldn't swap them for the world, but I wouldn't wish them on my worst enemy. I had to embroider their names on their school uniforms because nobody could tell them apart.
Yep.
When they were 2 years old, I decided to travel around Australia in a camper trailer. Great for toilet training twins because I spent most of the time inside toilets because they would not pee on the grass. Then I moved into a unit in Darwin after about 6 months of travelling and then I couldn't stop them peeing on the grass.
Finally they learned.
Yeah, and then when they got to high school they learnt that they could swap what they were wearing at school and the teachers wouldn't know.
So someone was good in math, someone was good in other subjects, so they swapped for the exams?
No, they just swapped to torment people.
They
like to tell people that they were born, one was born, they're not classed as twins because one was born on the 31st of December and the other one was born on the 1st of January, so technically they're not twins.
Ooh.
So they tell people that all the time.
So different years.
So if you're born on different days, technically it's not classed as twins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But
was it like a very close, like in the evening and the early morning? Or?
Oh, no, they weren't born in December at all. That's just what they tell people.
That's their joke. Okay.
That's just the joke that they tell people. No, there were 7 minutes between them. Yeah, I was taken to the hospital to shut me up and waste $10 fuel.
But could you tell difference? Could you recognize?
Yeah, well, there was a pound difference between the two of them. But I did take the fingernail polish with me to the hospital just in case.
You never mixed them up when they were growing up. You always
knew
who was
who. No, they were always. One was always slightly bigger than the other one when they were little. And then by the time they reach like the same sort of sizing level, they're so different personality. Mm. So different.
You could recognize. They never had this same dress look.
When they wanted to dress like twins, they used to dress like twins. If they didn't want to look like twins, they didn't dress like twins.
Yeah. But it's always interesting. We had the... one of our first participants, Michelle, she's, I think, episode number 3, and she's one of the twins, and she was telling us a lot of fun stories.
Yeah, they have that twin thing going where if one gets injured, the other one can get the concussion or...
So they feel like each other.
Yeah, the oldest twin had her wisdom teeth out and the younger twin... rang me, this is only a couple of years ago, and she's like, Mum, I don't know what's going on. My mouth is killing me And I'm like, you do remember that...
You have to call your sister.
The other one is getting her wisdom teeth out at the moment. And she's like, oh, my God. And the one that got the wisdom teeth out never had any pain or anything, didn't take painkillers or anything for, like, the 2 weeks. And the one that didn't have them out had to have painkillers.
Oh, my God. This is weird. That's interesting. Yeah.
Yes.
Such a connection. I wonder what it is, because I studied psychology in university and we studied twins, and still it's not discovered completely, you know, it's a mystic connection.
There's no real way to explain it. You've got to actually see it.
It's like your other half just in a different body.
Yeah, it's...
similar to yours.
Oh, well, theirs is exactly the same. They're 99.99957% identical.
And they have different personalities. Imagine, like, it's unimaginable, seriously.
So they wanted to find out for their 21st birthday. We didn't know till then.
Oh, so they did, like, a genetic test? Yeah, perfect. Exciting. So what... if you could go back to any age of yours, what it would be, why, and what advice would you give yourself at this age?
I don't think I'd go back. Everything that you go through, that you've been through, makes you who you are now. If you go back and change even one thing, you're not going to be the same person that you are now.
It's like a butterfly effect, yeah?
So as much as you'd like to go back and just change any of the crap, so to speak, I wouldn't be who I am now. I wouldn't be as strong as I am now.
That's true.
Wouldn't be as determined as I am now. So all those little triumphs along the way make you who you are.
It's called 100% acceptance of your path.
This is me.
Yeah. I'm not ready to accept it 100% yet. I would go back in time to some age. But it's good. Yeah, I love this answer.
We talked about it this morning, and I could go back to when I was 3 and try and stop my father passing away and that, but try and remember a bit more. But if I went back to when I was 3, I'm not going to actually remember much.
Exactly.
Anyway, so... yeah.
Yeah. Great answer. So if you could, your body could talk, what do you think it would ask you or tell you at that moment?
Probably not to play so much netball on that when I was younger. Can't run anymore. As soon as I run, I get shin splints. But look, my body now is a result of everything I've been through throughout my whole life. If I change parts of that body, I change parts of my life, and then I'm not who I am.
So what your body would tell you?
Relax a bit more. Mm. Take time out.
Enjoy your life.
Enjoy it to the fullest, because we never know when it's going to be over. Mm. And it can be over in a blink of an eye.
So where do you think those body-related issues come from?
A lot of it's social media. A lot of it's social media. A lot of it's peer pressure. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you say to a person that has body image issues. They have to go through it themselves. Mm-hmm. They have to get to a point where they're okay with themselves. Sometimes trauma sparks it. But no matter what, they have to get through their day by day, minute by minute, hour by hour, until they accept themselves for who they are.
Because it leads to another question, that do you think people need to accept themselves because it affects their relationship in every area, like the work area, personal relationship?
If you're not happy within who you are, it affects your whole life. That's one of the reasons why I'm doing this trash swimwear. I'm not having normal models. I am having everybody, every shape, size, every scar, everything. Real normal people.
Yeah, not models, but real
because
people.
Because life isn't about models. It's about real normal people. And we need to start putting that out there, otherwise this next generation is not going to survive.
But do you think it's possible that people don't have body issues? Or like, if it's born inside of the person, there are things which affects it. I just wonder if women had body issue like in 15th century, if they were worried about
I think
how
it's a taught thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a taught thing with the social media, the magazines. You look at different areas of society, like we're in the city at the moment, but a small country town that doesn't have access to so much, there is not as much of an issue with body imaging as what there is in a big city. It's definitely a taught thing, and it's definitely a pressure thing.
I see it as like you have inside some kind of insecurities, and then this outside factors triggers that somehow. And so if you're in a good environment, it can slip there. But if you're in an environment competitive or demanding for you to look good, then it triggers that thing, you know, and it's depends on each person can have it in a bigger amount or small amount, or depends on their inner state, let's put it this way.
Yeah, we've got to teach people to be more positive about themselves.
Mm. So this project that you're planning, this business you're planning to do, it's part of the initiative for women to show them
this
that
this is who you are.
Yeah.
Embrace it.
Mm. I really, really love this idea.
So do I.
I hope it will work out really well for you.
Because we only get one body. We've got to be happy with it.
Yeah. And
only get one life.
And God, we do with our bodies like a lot of stuff. And our body is so resilient and it can bear a lot of things before it says that's enough.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how do you overcome, if from time to time, if you have any body-related issues, because sometimes we have days where we're not happy or something, so how do you overcome that? What's your go-to method? One day you wake up, look in the mirror, say, oh, I don't like what I see today, so what would you do?
It does not bother me at all what I look like. I am who I am.
So
if people don't like
yourself,
it doesn't worry me.
Yeah, and there's no cases where you don't like yourself.
Oh, look, I could change bits and pieces, but what's the point? I am who I am.
So you accepted yourself.
Yeah, this is me.
And I have to say that people don't see you, but you look really good. You're in a great shape.
My favourite song at the moment is that This Is Me from The Greatest Showman. I think that should be the number one song everywhere. Anybody that's having self-doubt should just play that on repeat.
So is it your favourite quote about being a woman, or you have more?
Oh, I probably have hundreds of them.
So give us more.
Dare to dream, because it's our dreams that motivate us to live. That's one that I made it up 20, 30 years ago. I've got it printed on my mirror. Look at it every morning.
Say it again.
Dare to dream, because...
Dare to dream.
Dare to dream, because it's our dreams that motivate us to live. So you've got to have a goal. You've got to have something that you want to do. You've got to work towards it. Even if it's 5 minutes a day, 5 hours a day, a minute a day, or even thinking about every day, you've got to just put that positiveness somewhere in your day. Everything happens for a reason. So when something toxic or bad or something happens in your life, not so good, everything happens for a reason. Sometimes you just don't understand the reasons at the time. Might be 5 or 10 years before you understand the reasons, but I believe everything happens for a reason. I just had one and it just went straight out the window.
Maybe you will remember that. Thank you very much for sharing your story, and I hope that this project you're doing will thrive and make happy a lot of women.
Look, if it makes one person happy, I'm happy.
Yeah, and I hope
if you can change the life of one person, it's worth doing.
Yeah, I agree. Some people can change many lives and some just one, but still it's worth it.
And every life counts.
Yeah. On that note, I want to thank you again, and I hope you will have a wonderful day, because today you're together with your friend.
We're going to have a ball.
Yeah. And she was in the episode before yours. And enjoy the day and welcome to the project again.
Thank you.
If you have an interesting story, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us at info@alexandrawalker.com. That's Alexandra spelt with a K-S. Or visit our website, alexandrawalker.com.